Good evening, everyone, and welcome to She's a Boss Radio Network, 24 hours, 7 days a week, focused on topics to build, strengthen, inspire, as well as motivate men, women, and youth. For the home to the conference room and around our community, this is your host, Michael G of the G-Zone, baby. Yeah, back for another week with my listeners. All right, now I want to thank you all for tuning into the show. I want to invite you to be part of the show by calling in on 443-272-5922 or join us on shesabossradio.com in the V-Lounge, or listen to us in tunein.com, Google Alexa or Siri by just saying play She's a Boss Radio or Shoutcast. Follow us on Facebook at She's a Boss Radio. Follow us on Twitter at She's a Boss Radio. IGWSTBRN. Twitch and Tumblr, WSTBRN. And you also can follow your boy, Mike G, on my social media platforms, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, hashtag G4Junior for Life. Facebook, Mike G, Mike G's Insurance Group, and I am on Alignable, Mike G's Insurance Group. All right, everyone. I hope everybody had a great, great weekend. Hope you having a great start to your week. Let's get into it, everyone. Today was a good day in practice today, everyone. We're not practicing on the field with my DC Score soccer team. We are practicing for our poetry slam, which is going to be virtual. And my kids actually did a great job today. Very proud of them. We're going live tomorrow. We're going to be recording. See how we look. Then Thursday is going to be the real deal. We're going to have our jerseys on. We're going to be doing that as well. It was a pretty good day. I mean, it was in tune. It was in sync. Can't wait. Also, I had a lot of kids coming up to me about basketball, boys and girls. In the past, I used to coach the boys and the girls. But due to DCPS guidelines, your boy ain't gonna coach boys basketball. So, but I have girls and boys coming up, asking about basketball season this year. So I was able to give out important forms that parents need to complete and bring back to the school. So it was very, very interesting, because a lot of kids ask about participating and playing basketball, so which is a good thing. We'll be able to teach them the basics, understand the game of basketball, how it's practiced and how it's played in a actual game. I've been with, well, DC United. Well, I don't say DC United. Well, I can say DC United, or a representative from DC United reached out to me and would like for me to come to like an open house and see if I'd be interested in getting season tickets with DC United. Starts around 5:30, I believe. And they'll give me a tour of Audi Field. Been to the stadium before, but I never actually have a tour of the arena. So it'll be good. Be good to see what's there inside with all the fields. So yeah, pretty excited about that as well. Pretty excited. Let's see what I got going on. I still been doing my e-learning system, my marketing development proposition. Learning the techniques of building my brand in a better way. Haven't been posting on social media. I'm trying to develop my, I ain't gonna tell you what I've been working on. I'm gonna keep that a secret from y'all. But I've been working on some things that would better myself, better my brand. allow me to separate myself from my competition to put myself in a better position in serving my people. But I can say that at this time during this year, I do annual reviews. What that means is that I will be contacting my current client holders, going over their plans, what they have going on, if they want to change to the beneficiaries, if they want to get additional coverage. Just making sure that they are addressed and abreast of what's going on with their plan. If you don't have an agent like myself and you want to do an annual review, call up 443-272-5922 or go to my social media platforms and just draw me a line and we'll schedule that time together to make sure I do the proper annual review with you. All right. All right. Today's lineup, I'm going to continue with Whole Life, but I'm going to be speaking on children's policies. All right. Children policies. So that's going to be now into the first half hour of the show. I'm going to get into the, you know, this is a good time of the year, everyone. It's college basketball. So I'm going to be speaking about college basketball, college football. After the break, what's trending right now, my top NFL teams, my NFL picks from last week, this week, and Les Brown quotes. Now, I left my notes at the school. I know I left it at as well. So you got, excuse me, I'm going to do my best of making sure that I have my picks correctly and my top 10. Because I have my top 10, so I'm going to get that as well. All right? So, all right, everyone, let's jump into it. All right, so what I'm going to do, this is an article from Money Magazine, which is on my iPad, Save, Source, and Search. This was about 4 days ago, and it's entitled as Life Insurance for Children. Now, I'm not going to rush through this. This is a pretty lengthy article. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to break half of it today, and I'm going to tackle the next half next week, if that's okay with you all. If that's okay, give me a thumbs up. Yeah, I know that's right. Bills. That's something I used to say back in the day when I was growing up. But anyway, all right. Life insurance for children. All right, so I'm going to skim through this. So whatever I see, I'm going to read. I'm going to add my value into what it's trying to present to you. All right. Let's see. Buying life insurance for children might seem illogical since kids typically have no income that needs replacing. A key reason adult lives should be insured. While life insurance for children may not be an essential buy, it has some advantages. First, buying a policy when a child is young can protect them against premiums rising and ensuring future insurability, which just makes sense. So that what that means is that if you get a plan for your child at a young age, with that particular company, let's say you get a particular plan with your child, as they get older, when they hit their adult years, if they want to get coverage for themselves, if it's in the plan and if that insurance carrier offer it, they'll have guaranteed insurability. So that means that they won't go through underwriting again, right? If they are with the same company, all right. But if they're with company A and trying to get insurance with company B, then they would have to go through underwriting. All right. Second, a policy on your child can cover costs related to their death. That's life insurance, and this is Whole Life for what they are speaking about now. All right. Now, in term is okay. If you get a term plan for your child, there's nothing wrong with it. You just want to make sure that you monitor when that term plan expires. All right. So let's say that your child is 4 years old and you get a 10-year term plan. Well, when that child turns 14, that plan will end and that child, will have to get more coverage. All right. So it depends on what the parent wants what's in the parent budget and what they're trying to accomplish. Right. And third, since the child's policy must be a permanent one, it would be a cash value from which the child can draw when they are an adult. Now, you as an adult have control of that. All right. You can make that. You can make that where they can reach to a certain age where if they need to put cash value on it, you can make stipulations where, hey, they got to redo certain things or reach a certain level when it comes to their insurance. Or you can put it in place where you don't have to let them know that you have coverage on them, but they will have coverage for the remainder of their life. Now, when you get to a certain age, if you want to sign older policy to your child and make them the owner, you can do that as well. All right. Moving on. The question here is asked, what is life insurance for children? In most respects, life insurance for children is much like life insurance for adults. Premiums are paid monthly or annually, and the policy pays out a death benefit in the event of a death, which is true. And I like when it said pay monthly or annually. You want to stay away from paying quarterly. Quarterly can have, if you miss that quarterly payment, it can double up. And if you're trying to keep that coverage, you're going to have to pay the back premiums as well, plus the current premiums. And majority of the time, say 8 out of 10 times, that plan will lapse. Trust me, I know from experiences from my beginning of becoming the insurance representative. So I rarely ask to pay quarterly, maybe 6 months, but monthly and annually. Now, you got to be careful paying the premium annually, because when that year comes around, you want to make sure that the client has that annual premium to pay for that particular plan. All right. When I come back, everyone, I'm getting to some key differences that child insurance policies apart. All right. This is Mike G from G Zone, baby. I'll be right back. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the sound of today's business community. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and only the strong survive. The challenge is navigating the ever-changing business environment to put your business in the forefront. So how does your business keep up with the changes? That's where She's the Boss Network comes in. She's the Boss Network is an internet media network that's been helping businesses like yours get the exposure that you're looking for at reasonable cost by way of radio and video. They'll help you stay successful by navigating change and seeing the big picture. After She's the Boss Network analyzes your business and marketing strategies, you'll start to see a media presence like you've never seen in your business before. And She's the Boss Network doesn't stop there. They use their findings to create a practical plan of action, a plan that will get your business from where you are to where you need to be. There you go. Lock those dogs up for good by giving She's the Boss Network a call at 866-494-5945, extension 101, or by checking their website at shesthebossradio.com. Again, that's 866-494-5945, extension 101, or shesthebossradio.com.
All right, everybody, I'm back. This is Mike G on the G Zone on She's the Boss Radio Network, 24 hours, 7 days a week. All right. I want to shout out Kiva. She's my niece. She got married this weekend. I was able to attend because I was out of time myself. So, yeah, shout out to Kiva. Congratulations, young lady, for getting married. All right, now. Dude, look about old as me. Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm just messing. Just messing around, everyone. All right. Back to it. All right. We are talking about children's policies, whole life term, when it comes to life insurance and the importance of having a plan on your children. All right. some key differences that child insurance policies apart. All right, here with one point. Again, this is an article in Money that was 4 days ago. So what's the first one, y'all? The first one is the parent, grandparent, or legal guardian owns the policy. That is true. Now, there are some folks out here, you know, that be trying to put policies on their sister kids or their brother kids and this and that. Just make sure you have permission to do so. Don't go behind their back and trying to sneak and get coverage. Make sure that proper documentation is signed. Make sure that the agent sent down in front of both parties, all parties, owner, insured, beneficiary, and the payee. All those individuals are different. All right. You can typically buy a life insurance policy for your kid, your child, or children when they are young as 14 days old and as old as 14 years. Now, 14 days old is the standard across. Up to age 14 years old, that varies between different insurance carriers. All right. Now, when it comes to children's plan for myself, I have a great plan with Mutual Omaha Children's Whole Life Policy. Forces 20 pay is great as well. And if you're looking for something for your child to build upon, the IUL is a great plan to have in place for your child as well. So if you want to know more about it, if you want to see an illustration, give me a call up, 443-272-5922. Or go to my social media page and drop me a line. Yeah. Moving on, everyone. Some companies write new policies for children of up to 24 years of age. Now, let's say that mom, Jane Smith, have two kids, and that Jane Smith is a 35-year-old woman, female, non-tobacco, want to get coverage to herself, but she want to also cover her two kids. She can have a children term rider for both of her kids. That particular rider will fall off at the age of 25, 26, depending on the insurance carrier. If she do not, or it's not within her budget for all three to have their own plan, right? So she be the owner of the plan, term in the child, the children term rider for two kids. One of her kids passes away. How much the term rider is will be given to the owner, which is the mom. And the mom will be able to take care of the needs that you need to take care of. Right. But if you have that children term rider, please remember that do falls off when they hit to a certain age. And you only could get that term rider for that particular child. Some companies between the age of 14 to 16. It depends. Right. Depends on the insurance carrier. Right. Applications don't require a medical exam and ask only for a health questionnaire. I'm not going to say that is true. I haven't ran across where they ask for a full med or paramedical. So far for me personally, I haven't experienced that. All right. So I'm not going to say that is true. I'm going to say I haven't experienced it. So I don't know. So I'm going to say that it has happened where a child had to do, depending on the age of the child. Now, I will say that it will request medical records. I can say that. Right? Moving on. The only policies available for children are permanent ones and most commonly whole life insurance. That is not true. You can get term for your child and you can get an IUL. So That is not true. You can get all three. You can get a term, whole life, IUL. Depends on what you're trying to get. Depends. Whoa. All right now. I don't believe they put that in this article, man. What, man? I need to email. Money is sitting like, man, come on. You can't put this type of information in here. And these people, this, I'm going to keep quiet. Permanent, moving on to the next one, y'all. Permanent life insurance provides coverage for the entire life of the policyholder, usually at a stable rate as long as the premiums are continually paid. Permanent life insurance. Yes. Now, with permanent, why pay up to 100 years on a whole life plan, permanent plan, for a child at the age of 2, where you can get a paid up policy, paid for 20 years, and it paid up and it continued to grow cash value. If it got paid up additions with dividends, that dividends would be, can be added to the death benefit, where the death benefit grows. Or you can just have received dividends depending on the company that pay out dividends. So if you have a child under the age of 18, get a 20 pay plan. Go and contact me so I can set you up. Put you in the right plan. Correct plan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. You can also get life insurance for a child under a term policy, only by adding the coverage to your life insurance as an optional rider. No. You can get a term plan for your child, man. You can. So if Billy Bob, I'm sitting down with Billy Bob, and he like, hey, Mr. G, hey, Mike, I want to get a 20-year term plan for my child. If that's what makes sense to Billy Bob, once I have a discovery meeting with Billy Bob and it fits in his budget, it makes sense to Billy Bob. All right. A child rider would cover the minor until a certain age, often with an option to then convert the coverage to a permanent policy at an additional cost. Now, that makes sense right there. Yes, it makes sense. Now, what would happen is the insurance company would send out a notice to the agent and to the client, letting them know that, hey, you have time now, or time is coming up where you can convert this term into a permanent plan. So you do have the option if you do have a child term rider on your plan itself, on the owner, the mother, or the father. All right. Let's see where I'm at. Where we at? All right. Why buy life insurance for children? What they saying? What this money is saying, everyone? I'm going to read to you. It's distressing to plan for the possibility of a child dying. We're in different times now, so you got to be prepared for any and everything. And the odds of a child dying are statistically low. I'm not going to say that because, like I said, we're living in different times. Yet, ensuring the life can provide peace of mind about having to struggle with financial fallout from their death. That's for any everybody. You want to make sure that you're prepared. We're not promised tomorrow. We are blessed to wake up to see another day. So no matter if you are young or old, you want to make sure that you have everything in place correctly. All right. Ensuring your kids at an early age can ensure they are covered against events that could complicate getting their policy later, such as developing a serious medical condition or taking up a high-risk profession or hobby such as skydiving. Now, that does make some sis, but that's with any and everybody. Where when it comes to us males, they consider us high risk because we are more, I guess, like stunt devils when it comes to females. This is not a knock on women. This is how they rate us. Mortality rates from insurance companies. So rates for males are higher than women, than females. So it's not bashing. I'm saying that you can't do some things as male. It's just, we just rate it differently. And don't be a tobacco user. You're going to be rated even higher because you're a tobacco user. So they look at all of that. If you're a skydiver, you like to bungee jump, you ride motorcycles, if you're a firefighter, if you're a construction worker, that have a high risk position in construction work as a construction worker, anything that's high risk, yeah, they would look into that. They would ask for details. If you're a pilot, how often do you fly a plane? So there's a questionnaire company I'm speaking of that wants to know in detail when it comes to your high risk activity. Right now, when it comes to your health, yes, your health can change over time. It can complicate getting a policy. You probably won't be able to get the plan that you are trying to get. You can't get coverage, but it might cost a little bit more because you have some serious medical conditions. All right. And if you want to increase the death benefit on a child's policy, many insurance companies offer insurance riders that allow you to buy additional coverage without the need for a medical exam. I don't think it's necessary to buy additional coverage on a child. Normally, I always start with between 20 and 25,000. No more than 50,000 start off with. The large face values or face amount are normally on the adult because they want to leave a legacy behind. All right. And you might have some companies that I know that will ask the agent to ask the client, how will the beneficiary benefit from the death of the child? So they want to know who's beneficiary and how would it benefit a financial burden on that particular child. All right. I'm gonna stop right there, everyone. I'm about to go on break. I'm gonna pick this back up next week. But I'm about to go on break, y'all. When we come on back, we get into the second half of the show. This is Mike G on the G Zone. Be right back, everybody. Yeah.
Did Martin. Now look at what you starting. Schoolboy crushing it ain't on the hush. The whole world see it, but you can't. My peoples, they complain, sitting, raving, rant. Come on. Your name is out my mouth like an ancient chant. Got me like a dog as a pausing pant.
Speaking of which, got a leash and a wish just to rock you, miss. Make a militant move, beat my strategy. What? End of the day, you're not mad at me. Not dealing with nobody, now that's what you told me. What? I said, hey, yo, it's cool, we can just be friendly. Cause yo, picture me messing it up. Her mind not corrupt with the LC cups. Huh? Shit. I'm on my J.O. Come on. Bullshit and hoping that the day goes slow. Wow. Got me like a friend, what confuses me though? It's kisses when we breathe, tell me what's the deal, yo? Now you caught my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek, move then, you confuse things. Should I just sit out or come harder? Help me find my way.
Now you caught my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek, move, then you confuse things.
Come on.
Should I just sit out or come harder? Help me find my way.
Now why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Making things for me towards you harder. Killing me just when I think we there. You douse the whole vibe and the flows in the air. Telling me about next man, but next man ain't the nigga with the plans. Who got your heart in mind? It's about time that you just unwind.
Come on.
And let it just happen, make it front free. Just sweat me like money panty. Digging you, getting inside of your steel.
What?
It's the quest cat keeping you company.
Hi.
Forever or however you want it.
Word, word. Now wait a minute, my, before you dead it to the curb.
Yeah.
Try to make your precious, which is good, not the herb. But it ain't me, and I ain't blurred. I'ma still just chill with you. Maybe things could change if you change your view.
Come on.
If not, then I guess it is cool. Yeah. Just keep to yourself and the vibe by the rules. Right?
Check it out now. Check it out now. Check it out now. Like that now. Check it out now. Check it out now.
Yeah, yeah.
Check it out now.
Work it out
now. Check it out now. It's like that now. Check it out now. It's like that now. Check it out. What you say? What?
Now you caught my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek, move, and you confuse things. Should I just sit out or come harder? Help me find my way.
Now sing it, sing it.
Now you caught my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek, move, and you confuse things. Should I just sit out or come harder? Help me find my way.
Now talk it out, talk it.
Now you caught my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek, move, and you confuse things. Should I just sit out or come harder? Help me find my way.
Now talk it out right now.
Now you caught my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek, move, and you confuse things. Should I just sit out or come harder?
All right, I'm back, everyone. This is Michael G on the G Zone on She's the Boss Radio Network, 24 hours, 7 days a week. All right, now, man, I had something that I want to share with y'all. I totally forgot. Anyway, let's move on. It's gonna come back to me. What's trending? Let's see. Red Sox owner trying to talk to by the Penguins. U.S. men's national team draw with Jamaica. Zion cleared for contact one-on-one drills. Man, when he gonna get on the floor? Lord, have mercy. Coach K grandson and the new dude, Macherio. No, back. Whatever how you say his name. DUI charges. Oh wow. Oklahoma's Riley downplays interest in LSU job. Closing bell. Ravens wave former Pro Bowl running back. Man, he couldn't stay on that squad. Anyway, let's move on, everybody. Hey man, college basketball. I don't know if y'all been checking out these college basketball games, but I'm telling you right now, this is going to be a competitive basketball season. It doesn't matter if you rank or not. It's going to be a good, good basketball season, especially when they get into conference play in January. But I'm gonna get to the power rankings real quick. I'm gonna go through these. Gonzaga, you know, Gonzaga just go ahead and need to win a national championship. Like, really. They always have a top five team, been a top five throughout the year. They need to go ahead and win one. They do. Get it out the way. Get you a chip. That's what you need to do. Gonzaga, Kansas, good, UCLA. These are teams, man, that is like solid. Purdue, yes. Villanova, yes. Duke, yes. Memphis, that's Penny Hardaway. Michigan, they just gave Juwan Howard a 5-year contract extension. Baylor, you know, they're going to be there. Texas, Oregon, Illinois. My Razorbacks. That's the Arkansas Razorbacks, baby. Yes, sir. Hey, man, we thick, too. We tough. Kentucky, man, Alabama, Houston. Man, Tennessee, North Carolina, Florida. Man, it's tough, man. It's gonna be a tough, tough, competitive season. Who else you got on there? Ohio State, Maryland, Auburn, St. Bonaventure, UConn, Florida, USC. Man, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be a good season. So tonight you got Virginia at Houston. That's gonna be a good game. Yes, I know Virginia lost to somebody, but yes, that's a good game. Tonight. Yes. Let me turn this off. Let me pause this so y'all won't be able to hear that. All right. So what you got going on tonight? Looking for good games. Good games. Yeah, check out that Virginia Houston on ESPN, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. I won't be able to watch it because I'll be going on training. So, I don't know. I'm going to see how I'm going to do it. I might be on training. I'm snitching on myself. Be on training. Put it on mute so I can watch the game and so forth. So, I'm cheating myself. But, you know, it's college basketball season. So, we got BYU in Oregon, late night, 10 p.m. Cedar Hall in Michigan. Man, it's going to be a good season, y'all. So, if you're a college basketball fan, get hype, and watch these games. All right? College football, everybody. College football. It just announced the top four for the CFP rankings. We all know Georgia's number one. Alabama's number two. Oregon's number three. And Ohio State's number four. They are keep disrespecting Cincinnati like that, man. They don't want to put them in the top four. I know it's still early. We still got some more football to play. But come on, man. You got Michigan, number six. Michigan State, number seven. You know, my homeboy, Kofi, man, love him to death, man. He a Michigan fan, man. I know he excited. They right there. But they might get play against Ohio State. That might knock him off. So, yeah, Notre Dame, number eight. Oklahoma State, number nine. Wake Forest, number 10. As far as I'm going to go with that right there. Oh, and I was about to say a foul word, everyone. My bum, Miami Hurricanes. Man, we lost to Florida State. Lost to Florida State, man. Them dudes, man. I'm not watching them no more. No more this year. It's a wrap. I'm done with them. Bums. Let's get in some scores, y'all, from last week. Pittsburgh. Saturday. Let's get into Saturday. I'm doing the top 25. Georgia, Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State, 59-31. They beat Purdue, Michigan, Penn State. That was a good game, 21-17. Michigan State got past Maryland, 40-21. I picked Oklahoma to beat Baylor, but they lost, 27-14. Hey, man, Riley was pretty mad that Baylor kicked the last-second field goal at the end of the game. The coach for Baylor said that the reason why they did it is for the tiebreaker points. He kicked the field goal. He's like, you know what? He's going to go and kick the field goal. We're not going to need that. Man, that was funny. He was already upset because the fans came on the field and was still time left. He was like, it's still time left. Man, the game was over. What y'all was going to do in 2 seconds? Nothing at all. All right, Notre Dame won. Oklahoma State won. Ole Miss beat Texas A&M. And, man, Lane Kiffin is doing a good job down there on Ole Miss, man. It's pretty good, man. Good game in the ACC. Wake Forest beat NC State, 45-42. I was surprised at this one. Mississippi State defeated Auburn in Auburn, 43-34. I'm surprised by that one. Iowa just got past Minnesota. San Diego State just got past Nevada. Let's see. Arkansas beat LSU. All right. Next week, what we got planned on this week, everybody? This is week 12 coming up in the college football season. Who we got? Ooh, we got a big one coming up, y'all. We got that Michigan State at Ohio State. I'm going to pick Michigan State on this one just because they're playing at home. in the last 2 weeks, they be playing some good ball, offensively and defensively. So yeah, I'm picking them. You have Wake Forest and Clemson. In Clemson, Wake Forest, be careful. I would pick Wake Forest, but I wouldn't be surprised if Clemson win this game. Purdue is Northwestern. Iowa, they should win. Trying to look for Michigan now. They're going to beat Maryland. That's about it. Yeah, that's about it. It's only that one good game. I know Auburn better beat South Carolina. Better not lose. Oh, okay. Oregon at Utah. Ooh. Yeah, that's the game y'all need to check out, everybody. this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. ABC. Oh, you can't do that. Yes, you can. Because it's a fight this Saturday, too. For y'all. Hey, it's a fight tonight. I'm sorry. It's a fight Saturday. Bud Crawford versus Sean Porter. Go ahead and get that fight, man. Watch that. I'm going with Bud Crawford. One of my homeboys, man. I think Porter's going to do it. We got a bet of Casamigos. Bottle of Casamigos on it. So, I'm going to have me a bottle of Casamigos on my shelf. Yep. But anyway, Oregon at Utah. That's a pretty good game. So, everybody watch that game as well. That's about it, man. Okay, so check out that game. I mean, any game you want to check out, but games that mean significance, that's going to be a major role in the CFP. Oregon and Utah, and then Michigan State and Ohio State. Now, if Ohio State lose and Oregon lose, man, they got no choice to put Cincinnati up in the top four. They ain't going to get the top two because they want Georgia, Alabama. That's going to be interesting. Because what if they meet in the SEC championship game and Georgia beat Alabama? Or you going to put a two? We're going to talk about that next week, everybody. Hey, I'm about to go on break. When I come back, I'm going to hit the NFL. And I'm going to talk about them bum skins I got a W this past weekend. Mike G from the G-Zone. I'll be back, everybody.
When all along, it's just perfect as it is. Beauty is from within. It's how you feel, not as how others see you. Skincare shouldn't be complicated. She's the Boss believes skincare should be nurturing, easy to use, smell delicious, feel refreshing, and look incredible. She's the Boss Cosmetics and Skincare brings you our botanical-based skincare line that's gentle, uncomplicated, and extremely effective for men, women, and youth. Feel confident and radiate a power glow that flows from the inside out. Exude an assurance that extends from the home into the conference room. Visit us at www.shes-the-boss.com or call us at 866-494-5945 to get yours today.
We are back, everyone. We are back. Mike G on the G-Zone. She's the Boss Radio Network, 24 hours, 7 days a week. All right, everybody. I had a terrible week this past week when it comes to picking teams. Some teams just lost, man. It's been like that for the past 2 weeks, man. So I'm going to give you my picks from last week. I think 6-7, my first losing week of the season. So I had Baltimore. They let me down. I wish Lakita was here. I hope she's listening. She might not be listening. But them, I can call them bums. But they lost Miami, man. I had Baltimore. I had Buffalo beating the Jets. I did have Tampa Bay beating the Redskins. I'm sorry. I did have Tampa Bay beating the Washington football team. I did. And I'm a Washington football team fan. I had Dallas. I had Tennessee beating the New Orleans. Indianapolis beating the Jacks. Detroit and Pittsburgh tied. Woo! New England put on a spanking on them Browns. I had New England. I had the Chargers, and they lost to Minnesota. I had Arizona. They got punished by Carolina. I had Denver. They got punished by the Eagles. I had Green Bay. I picked the Raiders. They got punished by Kansas City. And I picked the Rams. They got punished by San Francisco. Yep. 6-7. That was my record, everyone. My picks for this week. Let's see. Now, I'm going off what's in front of me. I left my sheet at the school, so I would have ran them off quick, but I'm going to go through each one. So, this Thursday, I'm going to have the Patriots being the Falcons. Eagles and the Saints. I need the Saints to beat the Eagles just because. Toss-up game, Dolphins and the Jets. Heads or tails, I just flipped the coin to everyone. I'm going with Jets. Washington football team, So when you pick them, they lose. So I'm going to pick them just because we're playing Carolina. I mean, it should be a game that we can win. But, you know how the Washington football team do. Win a big game, get high, get blown out next week by a bum squad. So I'm going to pick them. I got the Bills beating the Colts. Browns should be able to bounce by, beat the Lions. 49ers going to beat the Jaguars. Titans going to beat the Texans. This is a shaky game right here. I got the Packers beating the Vikings, but I wouldn't be surprised if Vikings win because that is a divisional game. Ravens at the Bears. I think Lamar Jackson is mad, so I'm picking the Ravens. They're going to win in Chicago. Bengals at the Raiders. Which team is going to show up? Heads or tails? I'm going with the Raiders. Cardinals and Seahawks in Seattle. If Kyler Murray is playing, I don't know. I'm going with the Seahawks. Cowboys and Chiefs. Just because they're playing in Kansas City, I'm picking the Chiefs. Steelers and Chargers. I guess I picked the Chargers because they're at home, but they was at home last week, right? And they lost. So I'm picking the Chargers. And the last game is Giants at Tampa Bay. I'm picking the Buccaneers. And teams on the bye, the Broncos and the Rams. Now, I did have my power teams. My top 10 top 10 teams of the after week 10. So who did I have? Who did I have? Number 10. I know I had Green Bay at number 1. Tennessee at number 2. I had Dallas at number 3. The Cardinals at number 4. Buffalo at number 5. Tampa Bay at number 6. Rams at number 7. Baltimore at number 8. Kansas City at number 9. And I had New England at number 10. Those were my top 10. I wish I had my notes in front of me, but I don't. And I'm not going to repeat that list because I might see somebody in a different spot. So I want you to call me out. Like, wait a minute. You done switched up. So that was my top 10. I had my list, but next week I'll make sure I have my list in front of me because I don't like not going off my notes and all. So yeah, that was my my top 10 teams so far in this week. But it's not no great teams. Like every week, anything can happen, man. And it's been like that. It's been up and down. They had some key injuries across the board. Green Bay defense. It's been up and down season for teams. You know, COVID's been passed around with players have to sit down and miss games and so forth. So it's been a season. So those are my NFL picks, and those are my top 10 teams. Right? Got any questions? You have your top 10 teams or you have your picks? Go ahead and call up at 443-272-5922 or shoot me a text or go on my Facebook page and shoot something to me. All right? Let's see. This is a time of the show where I give motivational quotes or thoughts of individuals that I have read that motivate me to become a life insurance broker. Yes, I'm a broker, entrepreneur that may be able to inspire others out there who are listening. If you are feeling down on yourself or feel as though that you cannot compete or fulfill your goals and your dreams, and I'm here to tell you that you can. It's hard work, but you don't quit, you don't give up, you continue to move on, you continue to do what you have to do. Right? If you quit, that means you should be getting up yourself. I don't know who said it, but somebody said in the grade there's a lot of individuals, it's not knock, don't get in your feelings. It's like there's a lot of individuals that are passed away that's in the grade, had great dreams and ideas, but never act on them. Because either nobody pushed them or they didn't believe in themselves. So, very, very, very important to believe in yourself, all right? So, I'm going to hit you with some quotes by Les Brown. Because I did Les Brown last month, this month, and next month we'll be doing something else. So, I'm going to continue on with Les Brown. We have the capacity to change, to lead meaningful and productive lives by awakening our consciousness. Dealing with life means taking advantage of each new challenge as an opportunity to learn and accomplish something new. One of the most essential things you need to do for yourself is to choose a goal that is important to you. Get your ideas on paper and study them. Do not let them go to waste. I'm going to repeat that again because this is a power one, because we have ideas, we don't write it down, we don't see them. Get your ideas on paper and study them. Do not let them go to waste. And the last one, y'all. You must take action now that will move you towards your goals. Develop a sense of urgency in your life. With that being said, everyone, I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to the G-Zone on She's the Boss Radio Network, 24 hours, 7 days a week. I do want to let you all know that our next networking event, can't think of the address now, it's the second Thursday of every month. So I'm going to have that the location. I don't want to say the wrong address or location, but I do know it's the second Thursday of every month from 6:30 to 9:30 or 6 to 9 around that time. I'm going to say from 6 to 9:30. You get there at 6. All right, so that's a network event where you can network, meet small business owners, have a conversation and so forth. So next week, I'm going to have that information. I'm going to share that with y'all as well. All right. Thank you all for listening. Check me on my social media platforms, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Alignable. This is Michael G, Mike G, the G-Zone, all the time. Something small, but not too heavy. I'm signing off, y'all. Peace.
People just a jewel, I said they know they breathe. People just a jewel, I said they got superpower. People just a jewel, I said they know they weak. Nobody want their soul, I know they reap. Everybody is a hypocrite. Everybody is a hypocrite.
People just they do like saying I them be Jesus. People so wicked but they so religious. Who they calculate, you know they show the figures. Who they demonstrate where they run, leave us. People too complain but they fear to speak up. You don't want to die but nothing to live for. Christian and corrupt, no supposed be mixture. Real Muslimi, no supposed they teach up. Real talk, no be fight, rara. Everybody get the fault for inside matter. When they talk human rights, we no respect them. Who are we to crucify the homosexuals? Most of una done, they evolve from time. But no be anybody business who you want climb. You they form gentleman when we there with you, but you go still go home, beat your wife to soup.
People judge the jewel, I said they know they know they know they. People judge the jewel, I said they know they breathe. Oh. People judge the jewel, I said they got superpower. Oh. People judge the jewel, I said they know they weak. Oh. Nobody want their soul, I know they reap. Everybody is a hypocrite. Everybody is a hypocrite. Everybody is a hypocrite.
That's the way they do like say you know be seen. See the speck in your eye, know the pointy finger. What about the really greedy politician? Acting like you really care for the layman. And what about even you voters? Where they act like say you only see two jokers. Recycle the same corrupt men. Later you complain, you say you hate the government. And the fake prophets, someday for convent. With underage boys where they make boyfriend. And you claim consent when you messing with a minor. Some say na devil box, so no tell it for their pilot. Uh-huh. Because you know be virgin, you know meet them well. But the one with tight scarf, you know give them help. Or you say you know they drinking liquor. But your heart today evil, show you see the picture.
People judge the jewel, I said they know they know they know they. People judge the jewel, I said they know they breathe. People judge the jewel, I said they got superpower. People judge the jewel, I said they know they weak. Nobody want their soul, I know they reap. Everybody is a hypocrite. Everybody is a hypocrite. Of course I know truth is bitter. Bitter giddy gone, but bitter leave. What is the essence of debating when we know the truth in our mind? Why you gonna do less? You know the why you gonna do less? You know the love. You know if it be the same. Everybody is a